Good day. This is the Technologist Kids 3 Daily Briefing for February 27th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by listening to it every day, hitting that subscribe button to wherever you listen to this podcast, but then also make sure that you are listening to it on a daily basis. But even if you have an Alexa Dot or Dot Echo, make sure that you enable Technologist Kids 3 as a skill, so that way that you can get this in your flash briefing. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Now let's go ahead and start this briefing. First up, we have what is the magic of 5G. Now, I bring this up simply because I know it's going to be a constant thing throughout the entire year, because that is the big buzzwords that is happening within the industry. And it is supposed to somehow, in some magical way, transform the way on how we use our devices and other things. Now, I know that I'm a visionary in a lot of ways. I just don't see it yet. Higher speeds? Nah, not yet. But it's interesting that this year, because actually what's happened right now is the Mobile World Congress out in Barcelona. And I've talked about that in the past few episodes. And where, yeah, a whole lot of phone manufacturers and other manufacturers are releasing new products or announcing new products. And AT&T has said that people are enjoying their 5GE service. Listen, I don't know who they're talking to, really. But the fact is that it's a farce. It's 4G Advanced or Advanced 4G LTE. That's all it is. It's not 5G. So they're lying. It's not a misrepresentation or anything like that. They're lying to the consumers about it. But T-Mobile, on the other hand, has announced that they are actually delaying their rollout for their 5G service. And a lot of it is just dealing with building the infrastructure so that when they come out, it is available to more customers instead of just a limited amount of cities. And that's what all the AT&T and Verizon and Sprint, that's what they're facing. Oh, and just to let you all know, remember that T-Mobile and Sprint are merging. So later on this year, when they get that approval, we'll only have three major carriers in the United States. Yay, less competition, higher prices. But I'll give T-Mobile their credit, is that they have said that they are going to offer unlimited plans for 5G, and they're not increasing the price. Whew. That is good, because I can see Verizon and AT&T saying, hey, we're going to charge you more money for less data because we have a higher network. So it's good that T-Mobile has already pre-announced and saying that they are going to make sure that more people can actually afford the 5G service and be able to enjoy the speeds. Now, next up, we actually have what is really interesting is that Facebook is actually coming up with their own competitor to Patreon. Now, Patreon, of course, I have one, which is patreon.com/KS3. So go ahead and go on there and make a donation. But Facebook is getting into it. And it's really interesting. I actually see Facebook as more of the Apple of technology world. And the reason why I say that is because they're, in a lot of ways, besides their platform first coming out, I even say not in the way that it is first, but they weren't the first social media network. But what they have done is that they tend to look at the competition and see what they can do and how they can implement it into their platform. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, in a sense, as long as they are providing the best-in-class experience, which in a lot of ways they fail to do. And so they got this coming out for everybody to be able to take advantage of. And out of all honesty, I will have mine too, because I got to test it out. Always got to try it out, just to make sure that everything is absolutely kosher before anybody else uses it. So it's going to be interesting on seeing on what they do to really be able to support that. Now, you also have, in this realm of what we're going through with Mobile World Congress, and this is something that, this is a daily briefing, but I always give commentary on what's really going on with the industry. As the fact is that when Apple is not really changing their designs a whole lot or anything, that you'll have manufacturers that have really decided to go absolutely crazy with their designs and what they put into their phones And an example of that is a company that has actually made a phone that has a battery so big that just on standby, which means that if you just turn on your phone and just don't use it, will last 50 days. This is absolutely crazy. And the company, Avenir, is using the Energizer brand and made an 18,000 milliamp battery. Now, just to give you an example, the latest phone with the Samsung Galaxy S10 has a 4,100 milliamp battery. But this thing, 18,000? That is absolutely crazy. And it's the Energizer PowerMax P18K Pop. That is the full name of it. But the thing, it looks like a brick. So, like, if you stack it up, like, you can have, like, 4 or 5 iPhone XS Maxes stacked up, and that's the thickness of the phone. But then also, you just have other manufacturers that are coming out, like a Nokia phone that has 5 cameras. There's been a leak of Huawei with their P30 that's going to come out with 4 cameras. I got to tell you, the designs and stuff, because let's be honest, right? And when you look at what Samsung has done with their design of their phones, it's really, really difficult to make, to distinguish it from other manufacturers, because the whole goal is to have a full body, just full screen display with no bezels or and no cutouts or anything. And it's really interesting to see that the manufacturers are really like, okay, we got to do something else. And the reason why I bring Apple up, because last year, after Apple released the iPhone 10, not X, 10, the fact is that everybody started having a notch. And even with LG, with their G7, they came out with a notch. And the OnePlus came with a notch. And now all these companies decided to come out with a notch. Now you come out with this year, and you have phones that are coming out with all these different designs, and even with the foldable design and foldable phones, which, again, is extremely prototype, not worth getting, simply because is that it's not a refined product. They're banking on people to spend $2,000, $2,700 plus tax on these products, so that way that they can bring the cost down. And eventually, I don't know, this is a good question. How many of you all have just this dying urge when you're looking at your phone and say, you know what, I want to flip this open to a tablet? Now, honestly, I don't think that's, you know, for me, that's not necessarily really a worthy thing. But who knows? Who knows? Because before, when the first original Note came out with that huge 5.1-inch screen, I say huge, and I got a phone that has a 6.5-inch screen. But in either case, when that virtually came out, and I was still on my iPhone with a 3.5-inch screen, I was like, who in the world want a screen this big? But see, here's the difference, though. The phone, the Note, original Note, was a huge phone because of all the bezels around it. So the phone itself was so big that it literally covered the whole side of my face. But nowadays, they've made them so slim with barely any bezels, it only makes sense. And so one of the things that I do recommend is that if you're an Android person, listen, you got this year a whole lot of crazy options. For iPhone people, well, you got what's out right now. Until you wait until September and October when they release the new phones. Do I expect a new design? Who knows? We'll see what happens in June during our Worldwide Developers Conference and when I get my copy of iOS 13. But this actually ends the daily briefing for February 27th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to my podcast. And everyone, please have a great day and learn something new. Talk to you soon.